This could be it. And the pitch. Yes! The Chicago Cubs have won the World Series!
MLB 12, the show. So real, it's unreal. Rated E for everyone.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
It'll bring tears to your eyes.
When did this happen?
Well, what do you mean? It just did. I did it when I was waiting. I was trying to do a sound check, so I was like, well, I might as well be prepared. What's the point, right? Like, I got this. I'm going to do the open.
You're going to go solo?
I'm going to do the open. So that I'm ready, so that when people get on the call,
Oh, okay.
We can just take care of business, right?
Yeah.
Right? Just take care of business, just prepare.
So that's what this is, right?
That's what this is, right.
We're taking care of business.
We're taking care of well, I like to call it biznaz.
Biznaz?
Biznaz.
I like to go business.
Do you?
Yeah. Business.
I don't know. I'm a more of a biznaz kind of guy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you agree to disagree.
Potato business.
Potato.
All right, are you ready? Let's start this thing already.
Come okay.
On. TB's NFL okay. Update. It's the McClain and Edity show. We're going to do it right. This is the way it was always meant to be. No Bourne, no MMA Rich, no King Bowser. No King Bowser. No franchise. His Wi-Fi is terrible. No Pantera because he has a frowny face. What's more pathetic, McClain? What is more pathetic? The guy who tweets an actual sad face or the guy who tweets the words sad face? Which one is more pathetic?
I'm going to say the actual sad face.
The actual sad face is more pathetic. But they're both pathetic, right?
They're both pretty pathetic.
Yeah, that is pretty sad face, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Very, very sad face. Okay, so there's big, big news. This is breaking news. This just happened. The Chicago Cubs have won the World Series.
What?
Yeah, they have won
How did
the
that
World
happen?
Series. They are in
they
talk.
They snuck in there?
Well,
is this like a wrestling situation?
Well, they didn't. They didn't
came
win
in
it.
With the steel chair.
They didn't win it with. They didn't win this year's World Series.
Oh, okay?
Okay. They won next year's and potentially years to come World Series because, according to the internet, you know Joe Madden, right?
Joe Madden, yeah, he's the Tampa Bay guy.
Yeah, well, he the ex Tampa Bay guy.
Whoa!
Yes.
Is that breaking news?
No, that's not breaking. No, no. Come on, that was breaking news a couple days ago. Breaking news, according to the internet,
okay,
is that the Chicago Cubs are in
okay.
talks.
Not to be confused with the other
right,
Chicago Cubs.
Right, not to
Cubs.
Be confused with the other Cubs, but the Chicago Cubs are in talks with Joe Madden.
Whoa.
Yes, in talks. Like now, that, confirmed.
How far along are these talks?
Headline is, Joe Madden expected to join Cubs. So that's pretty far along, right?
That's pretty far.
Like, this Whoa. Is basically the pre-engagement engagement, right?
So, Joe Madden is really good, right?
Joe Madden, some say, is the best manager ever to wear the uniform.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, is that just because baseball coaches have to wear a uniform? So he doesn't get, like, compared to basketball or football.
I'm just saying what they're saying, okay? I'm bringing you the facts. You can decide to do whatever you want. Now, let me give you some stats, okay?
Okay.
9 seasons in Tampa Bay. That's pretty long for a manager.
That is.
Right? Usually a couple years, boom, you're out of there, okay? He has one of the best records in all of baseball over those 9 seasons. 754 wins, to 705 losses.
Whoa.
That is legit.
Whoa. That is a lot of wins.
That is so many wins.
Yeah, that's like, that's over 700.
Way, well, not way over, but it is over 700. I'll give you that. You're right. So, like I said,
when why is he available?
Well, because he hates Tampa Bay. Like, basically, Tampa Bay has the worst fans in all of professional sports. It's too hot. It's
muggy.
That's
not new. Like, he's been there for 9 seasons.
The people are old that come there. There's no excitement. They continue to make the playoffs. They continue to be a legit team in their division, yet nobody is watching baseball. Because why would I go watch baseball in the blistering heat when I can go to the beach? Or go anywhere else. Like, the reason baseball's popular in other states is because there's nothing else to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why baseball is huge in Texas. There is nothing else to do. The only thing there is in Texas is an occasional football field, some tumbleweeds, and Texas Rangers and Houston Astros baseball. That is it, right?
I mean, the streets are empty when Rangers Astros
exactly.
is on.
Exactly.
City pretty much shuts down.
Right. So, Florida does not have that problem. They have lots of, they got Disney, they got Epcot Center, they got water, they got beaches, the ocean, they got sinkholes. I mean, they got it all. Okay? So, he had to get out of there because people were not paying attention. And Chicago has nothing either. So they have to watch baseball. Like, they love baseball. And why not go to a place where you're going to get he is going to be a god in Chicago. This is what we've been waiting for.
Well, what if he sucks?
He doesn't suck. I mean, he's 750. Did you not listen to the stats? 754 wins to 705 losses. In
so that's
nine
all
seasons.
He has to do to be a god?
Yes.
Just replicate that.
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty,
you're right. He's gonna be a god.
It's pretty simple. Sponge.
Did he?
Yo.
Welcome to the call.
Am I the 10th caller?
No.
Did I win?
You're the first caller, and we're not talking about basketball for a while.
Bye.
So as soon as we get to basketball, I'll let you know. We're talking some major baseball right now. Huge happenings in Cubland, and then we got to get into some football, and then we'll be talking about basketball.
So that's what, like in 2-3 hours?
No, because it's just McLean and I, and so we're gonna get through this. I mean, there isn't a lot to talk about the other teams anyway because they're terrible. Basically, we're gonna be spending most of our time reviewing the Rough Riders and how they're dominating this league, how good
you just,
team.
You just contradicted yourself.
What are you talking
You're
about?
Talking about a terrible team.
Wow. You are no help. That is why you're not in the football league.
I'm not in the football league because, honestly, football really doesn't interest me.
What? Football is amazing.
Well, there's no team in L.A.
So. Oh,
that's one main reason, but we might end up getting the Rams?
You guys are bitter about the Rams like a couple times over, right?
Well, if you think about it, let me just say this before you let me go.
Okay.
The NFL.
Yeah.
Is that a real manly sport?
It isn't?
No, you got teams called the Rams.
Right.
The Raiders.
Yeah. That's not manly at all.
The 49ers. Okay.
The Cowboys.
They're all California teams.
What, can I finish? Well, actually the Rams are not California teams, sir.
Come on, St. Louis.
You got the Browns.
Okay.
These are all just,
well, wait a minute. What's not manly about Browns?
That's true. Come on now.
There's only one brown thing that I know.
What?
And I usually wipe it twice a week.
Wow. Well,
twice a day.
Twice a week. Oh my gosh. I think you need to get that checked.
I bet.
That is a problem.
It's my diet. Okay. Leave me alone. And it's a bunch of dudes wearing the skinniest jeans they can find.
That's true. A little too skinny, right? No, like nobody wants to see Peyton Manning in those, right? Am I right?
And they're all chasing each other. They're all chasing each other to the ground for balls.
And they're going like this.
All right. And the only reason they're wearing helmets is because they're using protection on their head.
This is an outrage. You've opened my eyes.
And honestly, it's they're all bending over, and there's always guys behind them.
That is so true. You nailed it right out of the park.
And they're all trying to score.
Wow.
I'm dropping the mic. All right, well, you know, I thought this didn't exist anymore when I got that tweet. I was like, oh shit, they're still alive. They're alive.
Of course. So,
it's good. It's NBA's back. And, from what I heard last show, I got the best team, I guess.
Actually, let's just go right into it. Okay. Let's just get right into the TPS NBA. You're here now. This is what the people came here for anyway. Okay. They love hearing about the TPS NBA, the team that you didn't even know you had, the league that you didn't even know existed, but it's still around. I mean, we are still strong. Full league, all active participants. Your team was stacked according to ESPN. Have you even looked at your team?
I'm set, ready to go for today.
All right. So you've learned a couple things because last year wasn't too productive for you. You had last year
I went for last year I went for names that I recognized. Now I'm going for guys that I recognized last year that beat me.
So it's an upgraded strategy. I'll give you that. Now let's see if you've learned anything. Let's do a live look in at the box score right now. Let's see if you've learned anything. And currently you're losing to Team Beast Mode 8-1.
I'm trying.
But you're active. That's what's important. You're active in the league. You're setting your lineup. You're at least recognizing some names, which is an improvement. And maybe we can get a more than two wins this year.
Well, how many franchises? How many guys does franchise have going today?
Well, you just went down 9-0 now, as we were doing this.
Good Lord. Anyways, it started yesterday, correct?
Yes, yesterday.
I had one player yesterday, and I think franchise had a full roster. Today I have a full roster, and it looks like one's not playing, which is Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler.
He's still out, so I'll trade you that guy.
I mean, well, I've been offering up trades to everyone in the league, and I finally hook, line, and sinkered somebody, and apparently some of the league is upset with that trade.
It is what it is. Can't we vote it down?
You cannot. I mean, you can, but you shouldn't, is what I meant to say.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. You try to send me a trade, try to take Griffin and Gasol.
Yeah.
That was funny.
What do you mean? That was a legit offer.
That was a great chuckle. Thank you.
I was offering you value for your washed up duds.
You were giving me a Whopper for a $6 burger. No.
Some people might call that a deal and a half. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I'm a big boy.
So currently, Hell in a Hand Baskets and the TPSN Ball Riders have a trade that will go through because we have a very active league. Greg Monroe, which is injured, might be coming off the bench for Ennis, the three-point shooter, Cantor. I've been telling you, McLean, Cantor is ready to shoot threes.
No, he's not.
He is.
Nobody believes that.
Everyone believes that.
No one's falling for it.
Hell in a Hand Baskets knows value when he sees it. And he needs threes. And who's there to help him? The Ball Riders.
Well, the good thing is that Cantor is going to be a restricted free agent after this year. So he better shoot threes.
He's got to get paid, right?
Yeah, he turned down a contract extension.
So, this is great. And Monroe, he doesn't even know what role he is in the Pistons offense. Is he starting? Is he coming off the bench?
He's a starting power forward.
He's a wild card. That's what he is.
You
never know what you're going to get.
You know exactly what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting.
He's better than Cantor. It's not even close.
What are you talking about? Greg Monroe?
Cantor is the wild card. I don't even know. Well, like, if he's getting minutes.
He's getting threes.
Does he come off the bench still, or is he a starter?
He has to be a starter. Who else can they throw out there? Come on. It's Utah. Nobody.
Yeah, but
nobody.
I don't know. They don't want to put him in there.
Because
he sucks, probably. No,
they want to put him in there. Stop. Nobody listen to this. McClain does not know. The only team he follows is the terrible Mavs, who were exposed last night by the Spurs.
Whoa.
I called it.
I follow the Jazz very close.
So. Wow. All right, Sponge.
Yes.
Now, you're a big-time Lakers fan. And I feel bad for you because, first of all, they're handcuffed with old man Bryant. And they lost their stud power forward for the entire season last night.
Yeah, so trade him now.
Nobody could. No. You can't even get Enes Kanter for him.
All I gotta say is you gotta have faith, baby. I got to watch, I think was the first quarter. It looked pretty good. Dude, we need to get rid of Lynn. That
Why?
Dude.
Why?
What, does he put Vaseline in his hands before he goes to play?
No, that's just, he's terrible at dribbling.
Oh my
God. And he's a turnover machine.
He's ridiculous. You can basically just see what Kobe's saying in his head. It's ridiculous. This kid. I had to turn it off, dude.
Wow.
I had to turn it off. I kept, oh my God, that kid. What is it with him? Is he trying real hard to prove himself to the point where he makes mistakes? Or is he making mistakes because he's trying to prove himself?
I think he makes mistakes because he's not that good. I think that's what it is.
Wow. I think he should be playing with like a WNBA ball.
Well, and it's too late because he got paid. That's the only reason he's playing. He got a contract. So you have to play him now.
Well, at least he sold like a billion jerseys already. So we made our money back.
So Lakers are going to be terrible this year. I mean, that's a fact, right?
Oh, yeah. They're, like 20 wins.
Yeah, they're lottery bound for sure.
We're talking about the Lakers, not Chicago.
No, the Lakers.
When do the Lakers play the Thunder?
Why?
Because I want to see Kobe versus Westbrook.
What? Oh, that's not going to be pretty.
Shoot
at
it
all.
A million times.
Yeah, but Westbrook is way better than Kobe at this point. So he'll make at least, I don't know, 40 million of those shots. 40 out of 80 million.
They need to get him.
Why?
To replace Kobe.
Who's the team to keep an eye on now? It's not the Cavs, right?
Well, everyone's watching the Cavs because of LeBron. I mean, you don't have to keep an eye on. They're going to be throwing them in your face. It's going to be all over ESPN. You don't got to worry about that. The team to actually watch, the sleeper team in the NBA, is the Detroit Pistons. Watch out for Detroit.
Sleeper as in, if you need a sleep?
No.
They're on the Pistons?
No. They are one of the best teams in the East. The hidden gem of the East is the Detroit Pistons. They got Stan Van Gundy. He's going to fix Josh Smith. He's going to fix Brandon Jennings. He's going to bring Greg Monroe off the bench. Show him the role that he's meant to play. And they are going to be a legit contender for the NBA championship.
I highly doubt. Oh, my God. Dude, I don't know.
Why are you laughing? Wait, hold on.
They're going to miss the playoffs.
No, wow.
In the East.
No. They have one of the best coaches in the NBA now. He can get them to 40 wins just by being there. Doesn't matter what players he has. That's how good he is. And now, and you have potential all NBA players on your roster. I mean, come on. Jody Meeks coming back here in 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh my God. Jody Meeks is so bad.
No, Jody Meeks is he's a leader. That's what he is.
What did he do with the Lakers last year?
What do you mean? He put that team on his back while Kobe was down. You saw them? They would have been awful without Meeks.
They were awful with Meeks.
No, that was them being good. Meeks put that team on his... Sponge, you can vouch. You saw Meeks. He put that team on his back.
No comment.
Wow. All right, what about Dallas? I mean, you saw the Brea, right? Coming back?
Oh, yeah.
What is going on? Why are they bringing back the old players from that championship run?
Well, he became available. From what I heard, there was like collusion. Not collusion, but he was like talking to the team before.
That's not legal.
He got released.
That is not legal.
It doesn't sound legal, but
they did it anyway?
I mean, the Timberwolves don't care. They just wanted to get rid of him.
They were like, they were dialing the phone.
Yeah, they were probably in charge of all that. Like, no, we don't want to trade him. Just take him for free. So we got him for free because he got the minimum. And this just secures that we're never going to get to see Felton, which is awesome. No Raymond Felton.
Why?
Because he's terrible.
He's not terrible.
Nobody wants to
see
him.
He's Raymond Felton.
Well, he's suspended right now because of his guns or whatever.
Oh, is that why he's not playing?
Well, and he's injured. He's injured. I think he's injured. Injured and suspended. No, first he has to get healthy before they're allowed to suspend him.
Then they suspend him?
And then he gets benched. So.
Oh, okay. So suspended, then benched. Wow.
No, he's currently injured. So first healthy.
Healthy, okay. Injured, healthy, suspended, then benched.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe cut. We'll see.
Wow.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, so I'm looking at that old roster from when they won the championship. Like, they should probably bring Jason Kidd in as an assistant player coach.
No.
Apparently he's available. Jason Terry's in the league still.
Yeah.
You gotta that would've been cool, but Sean Marion. I mean, he's kind of riding on LeBron's coattails, but I'm sure you can talk him into it.
Durant, whoa, right? He's carrying LeBron.
Whoa. Maybe. Where's Brian Cardinal these days?
Oh, man.
They need the janitor back.
Definitely.
Cron Butler?
No, thank you.
Corey Brewer?
He wasn't even, like, really on the team.
Yeah, that's because he was injured that year, right?
Yeah, he missed, like, the entire year.
I mean, I think they can still make a run at a lot of these players.
Are you yawning?
Yes.
Is this that boring to you?
No, this is that late to me. Oh, my gosh. So,
senior citizens.
I know. I'm telling you. All right. What else? TPS NBA. Let's finish up the basketball talk. The league just started. We've only had one day. Yesterday, there was three or four games played. So not a lot of stats yet. The one thing I did learn though, Anthony Davis is an MVP candidate. He almost had a triple double with blocks last night. I thought, Orlando center? You said he was eating them up? Come on.
Vucevic?
Yeah.
Vucevic?
Come on, please.
He was eating them up.
Get out the way.
He had a better stat line.
9 blocks. Nobody has a better stat line than
except
9 blocks.
Blocks.
Exactly. What? Anthony Davis is probably...
But he was like 80. You pay like half your money for him.
Yeah, because
Vucevic was like 10 bucks.
Yeah, but he can't do that every night. He can't do that a couple nights in a row. He's going to do that once, maybe a month. Anthony Davis is going to do that every... I have Anthony Davis averaging 7 blocks a game.
How many did he average last year? Like three and a half?
Something like that.
He'll do that.
7
then
blocks.
Then he'll get injured, though.
He's not going to... No.
That's his move.
He's all grown up now. He's a man now. He's got big man bones. Don't worry about him. He's going to...
He's got a dong, not a ding?
Absolutely. All right, what else? Anything else basketball related?
Well, if you're talking about your team,
yeah,
you made big changes to your entire roster.
Oh, man. See, so here's my strategy. Let me explain something to everyone, okay? So I was looking for value, getting players for a dollar that could help my team. And so what I would do then is spend big money on the players I really wanted, which was only a few. There's only a few, because I know in this league, you people don't know basketball. So I was going to be able to pick up a legit team just in free agency, and that is exactly what I did. Released basically everyone and picked up studs all up and down the waiver wire.
I'm surprised you held on to Cantor long enough to actually trade him.
Because I knew he had value.
He has no value.
Threes from a center. Oh, yeah.
He is not going to hit threes.
I can't wait till he busts his first three. He's playing
tonight.
He's
going to kill your field goal percentage.
Oh, no. He is going to... Have they started playing yet? Has he gotten a three yet?
No.
Oh, they don't play till 9 tonight. They play in about a half hour. Oh, I can't wait to see my threes just go up, up, and up. At least for one day or two. Till I get Greg Monroe.
Well, you needed them because you have 1-3 right now.
Yeah, That's true. Maybe I should rescind my trade. No.
Evan Turner.
Oh yeah, Evan Turner is legit. Evan Turner is so terrible. He is so bad. But he's starting.
I didn't know he was back in the league.
He's starting though, so I'll take it. Oh my gosh. Look at my, my team is so good.
Alec Burks.
Taj Gibson for free? Oh yeah. Tim Hardaway Jr. 2 minutes, one assist. He's not even starting. Oh man. He is. Wow. Come on, Carmelo. Pass the ball. Tim Hardaway needs to eat.
Amari who's hogging it.
Is it Amari? Really?
Yeah. Or they're fighting over.
All right, your team. What about your team? Your team is so bad.
Oh my god, I have the best team in the league.
Your team is so bad.
First of all, I got Dirk. For free. Are you kidding me? I wanted to get in the bidding war. I was like, come at me. I'm starting the bidding at like $38. And then it stayed at $38.
Wow.
So I don't know what's wrong with everyone.
Old man Dirk, Tyson Chandler, and Chandler Parsons, really?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Raymond Felton? Come on.
No. I got Calderon for $2, though.
That's true. You got a starting point guard that's going to lead the league in assists because he's just going to pass it to Carmelo. As long as Carmelo doesn't get the inbounds pass, he's going to pass it to Carmelo. Oh.
What else? I got Damian Lillard.
But he's hurt, right? I thought he was hurt.
No, he's not hurt. He's never been hurt.
All right, he's not hurt.
He played 82 games last year.
Yeah, but here's the Damian Lillard equalizer, Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson, that was tricky because I didn't want him. I was just like, you know, I wasn't even like driving up the price. I was just adding, you know, like, it's not like, oh, Joe Johnson, let me drive up the price. I was just like, all right, let me just hit this button. $4. And then it stayed at $4. I didn't understand.
I guess everyone learned. Everyone has exposed Joe Johnson. They know now. I don't want 40% shooting.
I mean, for $4, I'll take him, I guess.
I guess.
I guess.
You need to get rid of Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins?
You need to drop him.
What's he doing?
Nothing. 1 point.
Nothing.
9 minutes. 0-for-2 shooting. He is a
cancer. It's a marathon.
He is a cancer.
Not a sprint. Wow. Let's slow down.
All right. What else? Are the Cavs playing? The Cavs are probably playing. Let's go to,
hold on. I want to mention the steal of the draft.
What are you talking about? What's the steal?
The best center in the league.
Oh, Greg Monroe?
No.
Dre Drummond.
Marc Gasol.
What do you mean?
For $23.
Oh my gosh, you overpaid.
This was late in the draft when everyone ran out of money. So I just got Marc Gasol for free.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Wait a minute. The Cavs don't play until when? Tomorrow? Whoa.
They don't play?
They don't play.
Nope.
Yep. No, they don't play until tomorrow.
Today's contract.
Wow. All right. Well, he only gets LeBron James for 2 days and he's going to look. Wow. What a waste. Trade him to me. Trade him to
desperation in that voice.
I have an offer out where LeBron, that's a legit offer. Half my team for half your team.
You heard that voice crack too, right?
Let's do this. Let's do this. Do the right thing. All right. What else? Anything else NBA related? I mean, they've only played a few games.
Basically. Yeah, it's too early. They're just warming up, getting to know each other.
But soon enough.
Not as close as the NFL does, but.
Alright, right on. Alright, well, are you gonna hang on for NFL talk, Sponge?
No.
Okay.
Not my type of, guy on guy sport.
Alright, well, good luck to the season, TBS NBA. For the rest of the football season, we'll be half and half until we go full on basketball, but that's an every other week pod here sometime in January.
What's a pod?
You know what a pod is.
You're a hipster now?
Yep. Oh yeah.
You guys, it's nice to hear you guys back.
All right. Night night.
Hey, one last thing on the NBA. Who's didn't make it? Who'd you kick out?
Who got kicked out?
I'm still here, so I guess I'm still here.
Yeah. Tomato got kicked out. Well, he got kicked out before, or I don't know. Canada got kicked out, and Tomato got kicked out, but they were like the same team or something.
Right.
Yeah. So they got kicked out, and then we replaced them with McLean's, buddy, Corny Guy.
Corny Guy.
Yeah, Corny Guy.
Right on. Okay.
All right.
Is it not McLean? Should we get a fingerprint?
No. I've confirmed that it isn't McLean. 100% okay, so confirmed.
Is he Forgot About Dre?
Yes. Yes.
That's a cool name. All right, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Later. All right. Now on to some football.
No, before what? Football.
Okay.
Are you watching what Brandon Knight is doing?
What do you mean? What's he doing?
Oh, my God. The Pistons, they messed up.
What do you mean they messed
up? He's on triple-double watch.
Oh, he is. All right. Well, the game is only halfway through. What do you
yeah.
mean? Wow.
He's already on triple-double watch. OJ are lighting it up. The Mavs messed up, too.
Wasn't I the one that said Milwaukee was a team to watch for League Pass? I believe I was saying that last week.
But you said like Milwaukee and
yeah.
Sacramento. Who were you naming? Some really bad teams.
I was naming every team that was close to me. Pacers?
The Pacers, yeah, you definitely said the Pacers. Have you seen their starting lineup?
No, it's awful.
Oh my God.
I know. That team is so done. They need to blow it up before Paul George comes back.
Oh, they're playing the 76ers.
Oh my gosh.
That is a terrible game to watch.
Yes. They need to just stop. Bird needs to just stop. Blow up the team. Get something for this season is a wash. Get a high draft pick. Get some value. Hibbert's a head case.
How is Stucky not starting?
Because he's a weapon. You want to save that. He is a secret
weapon. They need
weapon.
A weapon. Starting.
You bring him in when they put in their scrubs, and then he lights them up. You see how this works? It's like when you hand the baton to the final leg of the race, the anchor man. That's what they need to start calling Stucky, the anchor man.
Except when Stucky comes in, the race is already over.
I'm just saying he's the anchor man. If the other guys don't hold up their end of the bargain, that's not his fault. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
Anything else basketball?
No.
All right. Did you, you didn't happen to watch. Well, we already talked about Michigan, right? I mean, they lost to Michigan
State. Did they lose?
They lost to Michigan
State. I don't keep up.
And they lost to Michigan State. I don't know what to say.
Oh, yeah. What was up with that? Because I saw on Twitter, who was it, B. Smith?
Yeah.
Like rose from the dead.
Yeah.
To cheer for Michigan State.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I have no idea. I just saw something pop on my phone and I'm like, what is this? And it was Go Spartans. I'm like, really? All right. Go Blue.
And then he went back to sleep.
Yeah. And that must have inspired Sparty. They must have saw the tweet. Did you see what Michigan did though? They were full on hood mode, right? They drove a stake into the middle of the field before the game. Completely disrespecting Michigan State and their field. And then they went crazy there's a GIF out there of them throwing the stake down and then all of a sudden going crazy. Everyone's hyped up. And then they proceeded to get their butts beat. So great, great job desecrating their field and then getting killed on that field.
I mean, they won the fight, right? Is that the saying?
Yes.
They lost the war, but.
But they won the fight, but they lost the war.
Or they probably just lost both.
Oh, it's so bad. It is so bad. They've stopped sending me football emails now. Now they've just full on basketball. Like, come meet the players. We're opening the court to the fans. Yeah, they've completely just, here is all of our, we play basketball too. Look, we just went to the championship a couple years ago. I mean, we got a great basketball. Yeah, so they're trying to distance themselves from the football program.
Well, it's almost over.
Oh,
right?
It can't be, they still got to play Ohio State. They get a free win this week though. They get a free win this week because they're playing Indiana. It's homecoming. And you never lose your homecoming, right? Like, that's the rule of homecoming. You schedule an easy
team. Indiana's pretty good.
No, Indiana's not good. Indiana's not good. Like, Michigan.
They beat Missouri.
Yeah, who doesn't? Let's be honest. Michigan would beat Missouri. Okay? So.
Missouri's 6-2.
Yeah, but who have they played? They haven't played anybody. Come on. Mizzou? Really? Mizzou.
No. They beat North Texas.
Oh, see?
Indiana's legit.
Indiana's not legit.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
Don't sleep on Indiana.
Anyways, it's homecoming. Michigan's gonna take care of business because that's what you do in homecoming. And maybe it's beginning of new things for them, right? This is where they turn their season around and make it respectable. Probably not, but we can always hope.
I got them winning. I believe. I believe in Brady Hoke.
I don't. I don't at all. All right. Now to football. Ready for some football?
Well, wait a minute.
What? What else?
I heard the football rankings or playoff rankings came out.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, for the new and one, the plus one, the final four or whatever they're calling it, the college football playoff.
College football playoff rankings.
And, well, is this controversial yet?
Well, the top four are all SEC teams.
You gotta be kidding me. What?
That's pretty controversial.
All SEC teams? Really?
Yeah.
How is it? What? Okay, so hold on. Let me look at this.
And Baylor is way down there.
Like way, way down there.
Way down.
Wait, isn't that the point? Yeah.
Like below teams that they beat.
My mouse is broken. I can't scroll any farther. I can't scroll any farther. Wow.
Ooh, there's a complete rankings button. Let me see where Michigan's at.
There is a complete.
Oh, no, that only goes to 25 though.
Yeah, see.
Why would you have complete rankings?
And then you can't see it?
Yeah. Wow, I want to see where Michigan was.
Oh, they were probably like 26 or 27. I can only assume. So yeah, Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Ole Miss. And then right out of the top four, you have, Alabama coming in at 6. Georgia's in there at, what are they, at 11. So 4, 5, 6. Wow. Let's just do this. Okay. This is a great idea. SEC, they can have their own, like, NCAA SEC and play for their own championship, have their own trophy, and then everyone else plays against each other as an NCAA championship, as like a tier two league. Can we just?
And then they collide?
Well, no, then they never collide because the SEC would just beat everyone's brains in. Like they do. SEC.
That's not true.
Only play, well, when was it not true?
Didn't Oregon just win a couple years ago?
No.
I don't know. Who wins these things? I don't keep track.
The SEC wins it every year.
That's because they don't play Texas.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. You gotta be kidding me.
Colt McCoy had two stolen from him.
Two?
Two.
No, that's not
true. He would have slapped around whoever was around. Tim Tebow.
He would not have. Stop. Tim Tebow.
Just like he would do today. He would still slap him around.
Well, if Tebow was in the league.
Yeah.
Am Tebow I right? Up top.
And then Tebow woke up.
Wow.
He's not in the league.
He woke up and he's on the SEC network.
Oh no. Somebody put me back to sleep. But TCU's up there. Even though they lost to Baylor.
Yeah, that's, wait, hold on. So what? Wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. TCU is above Baylor, but they lost to Baylor.
Yeah.
And Baylor lost to a legit team, right?
Who did they lose to?
Hold on, I got it right here. Baylor lost to, West Virginia, which West Virginia's legit. Right?
Are they?
No, they're not real legit. I mean, they're 4-1 in the conference, but they're 6-2 overall, so they're kinda legit. Like, maybe if they went out, they're legit. They're almost legit.
Oof. Baylor's schedule is pretty bad. I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah, SMU, Northwestern State, Buffalo, Iowa State, Texas, which Texas is terrible. They should have lost to TCU.
Yeah. Like,
they actually lost that game, and somehow TCU gave it back. And then they lost to, so yeah, Baylor is definitely a fraud. Absolutely a fraud. So, This does make a little bit more sense. Actually, now that I think about it, you should probably put Baylor, like, right beneath Louisville. Yeah.
What about Notre Dame?
Notre Dame is legit.
Where's their love?
They're legit, too. Like, they won that game against Florida State. They beat Florida State. But apparently the refs must have had money on the game because they took the game-winning touchdown away. I don't know what that's all about. Why can't they do a replay on a penalty that shouldn't have been called? Like, they should throw the red flag and review the penalty and then wave it off like they do. They pick up the flag. You know how they wave it over their head? That's what they should have done. A game should not be decided by a penalty ever. Unless
it helps Michigan?
No. Unless it's a automatic penalty if the clock is running out and you miss a field goal to win the game. If that's the situation in which a penalty occurs, then it's legit. Like, that's the rules. You gotta play by the rules, right?
That was so crazy. I saw that live. It was like, whoa.
That was the best.
I've never seen that before.
That was the best day of your life, right?
That was the best day of my life.
Because
I've never seen a crazier thing happen in football at 9 a.m.
So the Lions, how they beat themselves, but by beating themselves, they actually won the game.
Yeah.
Basically.
They had just come out of a timeout too. Like, I think they spiked the ball.
Yeah.
To stop the clock to get ready to take a field goal. Right. You know, like, this was planned. You know,
they knew what they were doing. Right. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And this is a great comeback too, right? Cause they're losing 21-0 in London. Right. So they have to come alive just to get into the position to win the game. This is clutch. This is Stafford being clutch without Megatron being Golden Tate being clutch, right?
Right.
So there's
the Falcons.
Yeah.
Being the Falcons.
Falcons being the Falcons. And so they get in a position and they actually kick the field goal, right? The field goal goes up and is wide right.
Yeah.
But they didn't kick it in time, right? Delay of game, which is an automatic penalty. You can't decline it. It's automatic. You have to take the penalty. That means that the play never occurred, right? He never actually missed the field goal. Because you can't kick it when there's no time left on the play clock because it's a penalty. An automatic penalty. Give me my 5 yards. Give me my re-kick. Give me the win. Detroit Lions football. Oh, man.
That was a Baylor-type win. A Baylor over TCU. Except TCU is good and the Falcons aren't. So
the Lions are just showing that they have what it takes to win the big game. This was a huge win for them. They're 6-2. They're leading the NFC North. They are so good. 3-game winning streak. Comeback victory. 22 unanswered points. And like I said last week, I don't see them losing another game. And they proved me right so far. You know what they're saying over there in Detroit? Calvin Johnson, who? Never heard of him.
Well, I heard they were, like, gambling. Like, they wanted him back, but next week's the bye, so they were like, oh, that's just the Falcons.
Right.
We don't need Calvin Johnson. And they were right, I guess.
Yeah, they don't need him. All they need is a delay game. That's it. Give me a delay a game any day over Megatron. That's what I say.
Now, this is about the point where the Lions go from 6-2 to 2-6.
That's not going to happen this year. That is not going to happen this year.
I mean, they don't have Buffalo on the schedule again, so.
Or Carolina.
Or Carolina.
But they do have Green Bay that they beat, right?
Yeah, they did.
They do have Minnesota that they beat, correct?
Oh, everybody has.
Exactly. You know what? The Lions are too good for NFL right now. I mean, that's a fact. They are too good. You know whose season's
over? Nick Fairley, he's done, right?
What do you mean? Is he done? Done?
Was it a serious injury?
I don't know if it was serious or not.
And Dominican Sue like stomped on his leg or something.
He did. He thought it was Matt Ryan, didn't he?
Probably.
He mistook Nick Fairley for Matt Ryan. I could see how he would do that.
Resemblance.
That makes a lot of sense.
And they're wearing the same color uniforms.
Yeah.
They couldn't be any closer.
Well, speaking about done for the season, Dallas is done.
What?
Dallas is done. They are. I mean, they lost to Washington. Washington with...
Well, wait a minute.
What?
Washington just started the best quarterback.
What took them so long?
What took them so long? They're Washington. They don't have a coach who knows what he's doing.
Wow. So...
2-0 under Colt McCoy.
That's true.
He's the man.
He is the man.
Yeah, he didn't get a fair shake in Cleveland.
Well, now he is, and he's taking full advantage. He has put the league on notice. I am Colt McCoy, and I am ready to not throw a touchdown and throw an interception. Thank you.
Whoa, 25 of 30.
Yeah. Is that how soft the Cowboys' defense is?
They look really bad. I don't know what happened. They've been good. It's not a good representation. But that's what happened.
So Romo gets hurt, and he's out. He came back, though, right? I mean, Whedon was in there showing him he still has it. Throws a touchdown. 4-6.
Whedon was not that good. He was not.
He did have 145.
One of them was almost an interception.
145.1 quarterback rating. Just saying.
Yeah, they were saying that on TV.
That's elite.
One of the analyst guys was like, oh, Tony Romo's warming up, but you got a decision to make.
Quarterback controversy.
No, nobody wants Whedon. There's no controversy.
So, Romo's really hurt. He's hurt.
He shouldn't have went out there.
He's still hurt, though.
Right? Yeah, he's still hurt.
And their season is gonna be riding on that injury, because if he still has to play, he's not gonna get better.
He'll definitely be out there.
That's what I mean. He'll play. Yeah. But that might not be the best thing for the Cowboys long term.
Probably.
You need to make this sit Romo now so that you can have Romo later. Because if you don't, you're jeopardizing the entire season. Brandon Whedon can win a couple games for you. Come on. Free Whedon. Let's look at their schedule. They have a bunch of easy games. Jacksonville. Then they have the bye week. Then they have to play New York. Come on. Right there. The perfect. Right now, these 3 weeks. Bring them back after the bye week. Give them 3 weeks to rest.
Pull a Detroit Lions.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Then you finish the season strong with your last 6 games with a healthy Romo. That's what they got to do.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
They're going to put him out there. He's going to break his neck. And then what are you going to do?
That's what every team would do.
Then you're stuck with Whedon.
That's what you do in the NFL.
Wow. Wow. Rest in peace, Cowboy season.
Did you see that picture, though, of Jerry Jones, like, giving Jason Garrett the look?
No.
Like you're putting Romo in there.
There's a picture of Jerry Jones giving... Oh, man.
He's giving him a mean look, like what? Are you going to say something?
Oh, wow.
It's a great picture. I got to find that somewhere.
Yeah, you need to find that, because that needs to be the art for the post. Okay. Oh, look, there's news about Jerry Jones looked at Jason Garrett. Wow. Okay. All right, what else? Anything else NFL related?
Cowboys are done.
Cowboys are done?
They're done.
They're done. Okay. All right, TPS NFL scoreboard. Did I do the
power rankings?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, so then we're going to do a live looking at the power rankings then. All right, so Straight Trash Homies, this is week 8. Straight Trash Homies, 96 points. You think 96 points is going to be, like, that's pretty legit. That's going to beat most of the league most weeks, right? Like, 96.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But now when you go against Heirloom Tomatoes, that scores 165. 165. Arian Foster, 35. Sanders, we talked about a couple days ago, had 30. Dan Carpenter, 15. Heath Miller, 17. Philip Rivers, 19. Alfred Morris, 14. And you would have thought Ben Tate would have got double digits because he's the only running back in Cleveland. He only got 8. And still, Tomater puts up 165. And there was just nothing Ron Bro could do.
Yeah.
Just bad luck.
It's been that kind of season for him.
Yep. He had
there was a lot of 30-point scores this week.
Was there?
Around the league.
And well, he had, also, Tomater had Antonio Brown with 25 points. So Tomater, even though Tomater scores a ton of points, his smack talk is boring week.
Was that after?
That was after.
Yeah, that was after.
That was after. Okay. All right, so Tomaters, wow, looking good. All right.
Well, he put it in quotation marks. Yeah, quote,
like, boring week. Wing, you know what I'm saying? Boring me. Okay, I get it. I get it. Okay?
I don't get it.
Mexico Brownies taking on Team Chuck Norris. Mexico Brownies, 105. That's pretty good. 100.
That's pretty good. That'll be most teams.
105 to 36.
36.
Like, how many players? How many
single?
That is
not all right.
How many single players this week beat Chuck Norris? Because we had a lot of 30-point scorers, right?
Yeah.
Like, for a single player, had 30 points, and Chuck Norris, with 9 players, had 36. Minus 9 from the Bears. Charles Clay with 0. Reggie Bush with 0. Jermaine Kearse with 1. 36 total points. Now, I might have mistaken him for a legit team last week. I did say...
You did?
Do not sleep on Chuck Norris. I warned you.
Oh yeah, you did, right?
I did warn you.
That's right, he beat you last week.
Don't remind me.
Wow. Did you score 35?
This is so bad. I've never seen, I mean, we've had some pretty bad scores in this league, but I don't think I've ever seen something this bad.
This one's unique.
Very
because
unique.
Because he's like, you know, he's not inactive.
Right.
This
he's
is
trying.
A legit 36.
He is trying. He has 2 injured reserve players on his team and Calvin Johnson.
Maybe he's not trying.
No, he is trying. He's definitely.
Why does he have 2 injured reserve players?
He needs to reread the book that he was reading last year. Whatever it is, you need to go back to chapter 1.
I mean, he was in the championship game last year.
This is embarrassing for
the
rest of
the owner. He should
know
what he's doing.
I don't know.
I think he knows what he's doing.
Well, he has the most injured players of all, and he's keeping them on his roster for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on there. So, you need to...
Maybe he just, like, you know, early in the season, someone brought it up in the Smackboard. This is going to happen, like, for the rest of time. That topic's going to get brought up where he called the league pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is it.
I think he just, you know, after last season, he thought he was the man.
He thought he was big stuff, right? Mr. Big Stuff.
Mr. Big Stuff. He thought he had already won the league this year after week 1.
Wow. That's what they call don't count your chickens before your eggs are hatched.
Exactly. Put your chickens away, Team Chuck Norris.
Next
match. Get rid of those injured reserve guys.
Yeah, come on, release them. You don't need, they're not doing anything. All right, next matchup. Oscar Escalabra against Martinez. Lazy Kinks, the battle for 11th place in the power rankings. And Galabra goes down 76-80 to improve his record to 1-6-1. Now, there are a couple players that are doing pretty good for him. Aaron Rodgers, like always, 24 points. Sammy Watkins. In a trade with the Rough Riders, been doing good work now that he has a quarterback that can throw downfield, Kyle Orton, all right? 21 points. But other than that, his team is terrible. Injured reserve, Brian Quick, great trade. Great trade for Brian Quick. Great. That was phenomenal.
It was good while it lasted.
For a week?
Yeah.
He got 1 week out of Brian Quick.
It was a good week.
I'm going to get a whole season out of the players he got me. And I don't even need them.
Wait a minute. When was that? Week 5?
Yep, week 5. He got 1 week out of him.
Let me look up if he won that week. Cause then it'd be worth it.
That's a good point.
He won week two.
Oh wow.
So not worth
it. What a waste. What a waste.
Wasting Brian Quick 20.
Oh my gosh. Sammy Watkins is going to demand a trade here real soon. All right. Martinez Lazy Kings, 80 points.
He would have won if he had played Jimmy Graham.
Why wouldn't you play Jimmy Graham? Jimmy Graham wants to play. He's even telling his coaches, I want to play. Send me out there. I'll catch you ball.
Yeah, he was injured, but.
But he said he was going to play.
Yeah, but he's still Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
Like, I would take injured Jimmy Graham over.
He gets 10 points just by lining up. Any day of the week. Wow. Plus, New Orleans was all over Green Bay. All over them. Let's see. Martinez Lazy Kings, he still has too many quarterbacks. I don't know what that's all about. He's something about his butt hurt today. He signed into Skype. He had a bad day. Can't come on the pod. Whatever. You get 11th place. Congratulations. All right. Team Beast Mode against the TPS NFL Bums. Beast Mode wins 100-75. Now, I thought that this could be a good matchup. I really thought that the Bums were going to show something and be able to put the Team Beast Mode in their place. And they would have if they would have just played Jeremy Maclin. Right?
But, I mean, when you have Cecil Shorts III
and
Terrence Williams, you can't just play Jeremy Maclin.
That's true.
I mean, Pierre Garçon.
Why would you play Jeremy Maclin, who scored double digits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 7 weeks? Why would you play a player that scores double digits almost every matchup, right? Why would you do that?
I mean, you only have 4 receivers on your entire team. Right. So you gotta play the 3 studs.
The 3 studs.
Which he did.
Wow. Oh man. And franchise made a mistake this week.
Wait a minute.
What?
He never makes a mistake.
Well, I know he was really upset with Larry Fitz last week because Larry Fitz wasn't doing nothing. And Michael
After
Floyd,
being really upset at Michael Floyd?
Yeah, Michael Floyd was doing work. And so he makes the switch. And he is repaid tenfold because Michael Floyd gets 0 and Larry Fitz goes off for 22. So Beast Mode escaped with victory, okay? That's what I'm going to say. He escaped with victory because he made the wrong moves. And
oh, man. Look at the Dolphins' defense.
You're so lucky. So lucky. That's never going to happen again. You can't play Jacksonville every week. Or can you?
Uh-oh. Did you make a big acquisition?
Uh-oh. No. I tried to. All right. Who's next? Next matchup. Let's move on here. Canada versus in Caldwell. We trust Canada finally gets exposed 96-80. That ends his winning ways. Back to reality, Canada. 5-3. Like Franchise said, your team is not that good. You also have an injured reserve player on your team, on your roster. In Caldwell, we trust has a tough decision every week because he has Tom Brady, which is back. Tom Brady's back. To being Tom Brady, all he does is score touchdowns, and then Peyton Manning, which has always been Peyton Manning. Just pencil yourself in 25-30 points. Doesn't matter who you play. Everyone else on his team is bad, and Gronkowski just had a crazy week because of Tom Brady.
I mean, he has Marshall and Jeffrey.
But they haven't been doing anything, because Jay Cutler's terrible. They're so inconsistent. Look at
Jeffrey's been all right.
Jeffrey had 2 receptions for 9 yards in week 7 against Miami.
That was 1 week.
That's going to happen, though. You never know. That's going to
happen again.
It might happen again. Look at week 3, Brandon Marshall, 1 catch for 6 yards. See? So it did happen. I mean, what if that happens on the same week?
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
This is why you don't get 2 receivers from the same team.
Right. Because you're in jeopardy every week. You know you're not going to get some points. You just don't know who. Don't put yourself through that. Trade one of them. Trade one of them to me. I'll take them. Let me help you. You don't need that turmoil in your locker room. Like, that's just a lot of drama. All that's going to do is tear your team apart. Caldwell, get at me. What?
Does he always get negative points on his defense?
I'm pretty sure that that's what he's going for. I'm pretty sure he's just...
I don't think I've ever seen him get anything over zero from his defense.
It's not that hard. Just, come on.
He should just leave it empty.
Yeah, that's probably better for you. All right, next matchup. The TPS NFL Rough Riders against Team Twerk. Team Twerk, 70 points. The Rough Riders, 89. Twerk was talking all kinds of junk on the pod, in the Destinies, in the Hangouts, on the Twitters, in the Skypes. Anywhere he could talk junk, he was on the Smackboard, he was talking junk. You know what? I don't talk junk. I let my playing talk junk. 89 points of junk all up in ya. Alright? Remember that. You might want to put that on bulletin board material to remind you, when you come at the king, you best not miss. Anthony Dixon was a horse. He was
He did get a lot of carries.
He was a horse. And I'm glad I picked him up because I wouldn't want somebody else getting those 4 points on 22 carries. I wouldn't want that. Like, he helped my team to a victory.
How do you stick with a guy that bad?
What do you mean?
Like, why would you give him 22 carries?
Oh, because you gotta feed them. When they're hungry, they gotta eat. And but Anthony Dixon's hungry.
By 15, by 13 carries, you gotta know this guy sucks. Either stop running the ball or...
Well, the problem is I'm up, 43 to 23, and I don't want to get this other guy who might actually be legit hurt. I'm just going to give it to Anthony Dixon constantly. Let's run some clock. Let's do this.
Who cares about Dixon, though?
Your contract isn't guaranteed anyway, so what's it matter, if you pull a hammy or you break an ankle or something, right? Like, I can afford to risk you.
They should have just put the punter in. Running back.
Now that would have been exciting. That would have been on the Red Zone channel for every play. They wouldn't have to be in the red zone if they put a punter at running back. Oh, okay. So again, the Rough Riders looking so legit.
Did you drop Dixon already?
No. Oh. No, I'm keeping him. Oh, I am keeping him. He is my guy. He is definitely my guy. Rough Riders looking quite legit.
Wait a minute.
What?
I just saw that, you always brag about your bench.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How good your bench is.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually because you made terrible decisions and all the bad players are starting.
Wow.
This week, there's nothing on your bench.
Well, Jonathan Stewart was coming back from an injury, right? He's not 100% yet, but I did pick him up for free off the waiver wire. So 8 points from him is like bonus points. Let's be honest. And Roddy White, I knew he was going to get shut. Now, I called that. They're playing Detroit in London.
He didn't get shut down.
He got shut down.
He outplayed Steve Smith.
He's going to score more points on his bye week than he did last week against Detroit. I'm calling it. Put that on the board.
So you're playing him then?
No, definitely not. Absolutely not.
He's going to go off from the bye week.
Wow.
You just said it.
He is going to go off. But that's how good my team is. I can leave points on my bench and still win. Oh, yeah.
Except this week.
No, what do you mean? No, I got this week. Actually, let's get into this week. You're right. Week 9. Week 9 of the TPS NFL. Let's see. Who am I playing this week? I have, free win for me. And Caldwell we trust. I'm sorry, Caldwell. I've made some moves here in the last couple days, that you should be afraid of. D'Angelo Williams is starting tomorrow night.
But they said Stewart was the guy.
No, Stewart's not the, well, he was the guy last week. Now he's not the guy because D'Angelo Williams is the guy. Okay. He's going to get all the carries against New Orleans. And we saw what happened. You can run all over New Orleans. So I'm guessing he'll get a couple hundred yards probably. And plus,
but he is D'Angelo Williams.
So, I mean, he'll get 100 yards, then he'll get injured, is what's going to happen. So at least I'll have him for one week. Caldwell, we trust. Let's see what he's got. Niall Davis. Ooh.
What is wrong with him?
James Jones. Ooh. The Eagles defense against Houston. Ooh. This is not looking good for Caldwell.
Yeah.
Not looking good at all. This might be one of those situations in which my bench outscores his starters. That's kind of.
Well, he does have Gronkowski and Peyton Manning, though.
Right. So at least he'll put a respectable score up, but nothing that could beat the. I mean, I'm probably going to drop a hundy 20 is what I'm looking at here. I mean, just doing projections. It really depends on if Giovanni Bernard plays, and they're playing Jacksonville, so it's kind of like a bye week. You might want to sit him, kind of wait. I mean, I might have to go dub Panthers running backs. I don't know. I need some information. ESPN, give me some information, because I got to make this decision by Thursday if I'm going dub Panther running backs. It'd help me out a lot. All right, next matchup. Homie versus Galabra. Straight trash. Is probably going to get an easy win because Galabra's team is terrible. Galabra starting Brian Hoyer. Giving up on his season already. Wow. He took the ball. Wow. Oh, man. He is giving up.
What is his team?
He's punting on wins is what he's doing.
I don't know half these guys.
No, as you shouldn't. Like, nope. Oh, man. He might be giving Chuck Norris a run for his money at that 36.
Well, at least all his players are healthy.
That kind of makes it worse. If you score less than 36 and all your players are healthy. Alright, I can't look at that anymore. That's too ugly. Alright, next matchup. Lazy Kings versus Canada. Lazy Kings has 3 byes currently in his starting lineup, which is good. He had a bad day, so who knows if he's gonna set it. Matching him almost bye for bye is Team Canada with 2 byes in his lineup. So hopefully these either guys are awake and not too drunk, and maybe it'll be an intriguing matchup. Let's just do this. Let's see who can start the least amount of players in their starters and still get more than 36 points. Well, maybe that's a new challenge. I could do a trophy for that in the league. Score more points than Chuck Norris with the least amount of players. That'd be pretty prestigious. Let's see. Bums taking on Team Chuck Norris. Bums with, wow, everyone has bye weeks this week. 3 players on the bye week lineup for Bums, 3 players on the bye week lineup for Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't have a lot of room because he has 3 bye weeks in his bench, and also 2 of the players that have games are on injured reserve. So
he does not have enough.
He has
players.
He can't set a full line. I don't think I've ever seen. He might score less points this week than he did last week. Oh my gosh. What has happened to this league? Honestly, what has happened? This is not good. Next matchup. Team Twerk against Team Beast Mode. And Beast Mode's out of town, so I don't know if he's going to be able to set his lineup.
He has the app.
Well, he has the app, but he also has to remember. And when you're in Kansas City, you know what they say about Kansas City, right?
They're a big baseball city.
What? Oh, that's true. He's going to be there tonight. They're going to win the World Series. He's going to be celebrating. Forget about his lineup, and all of a sudden, he's down a man. That's what's going to happen.
Which jersey is he wearing? The Moustakas jersey? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know it. Come on, franchise. You better not be coming home with a Kansas City New Era cap. That's all I'm saying. You better be rocking your Houston Astros. Can't be flipping like that.
Yeah, that's, who would do that?
Wow.
Terrible.
And Team Twerk, he needs to rebound after his embarrassing loss. Like, the Rough Riders embarrassed his team last week. And you know what he said after I beat him? He said, your team is really good. Like, your team is
no, didn't.
No, he said that. Your team
that is a
is
lie.
Super Bowl good.
You're misquoting him.
I am not it's in the hangout. Check the hangout. I swear that's what he said. I mean, I told him that I would let the league know. I would put it on the pod. His feelings were going to be felt by everyone. And, I mean, that's what he said. I care.
That was his feeling?
That's what he was feeling. Inside. I mean, he said what he felt. He said what he felt.
Okay, well, I guess he's delusional.
okay, let's see. And the last matchup. Is this the matchup of the week? Tomatoes at Brownies? I think this is the match about, if Tomato was here, he would be calling this. Oh, look it. 10:29 at 1:21 p.m. matchup of the week.
I guess it's the matchup of the week.
Yeah. But your team is hurting. You know.
Oh,
know.
My team is way hurting.
You don't know what's going to happen with Romo. And if they don't have Romo, then all of a sudden DeMarco Murray is going to get the ball like 50 times a game. And then he's going to get injured. And then that's going to affect me because Dez Bryant needs to get fed. And you know Whedon don't know how to feed people.
Yeah, Whedon, he only seems to feed Witten.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Which is weird because Romo seems to hate Witten this year.
Because Romo knows. He's learned a lot this last couple seasons. Like, I need to get it to DeMarco. And then other than that, make the safest play possible. That's why he's not going downfield to Dez. That's why Dez is upset. That's why I'm upset.
What are you talking about? Dez is like a top five receiver.
Dez is not happy in Dallas. I'm just telling you.
Where is he ranked right now?
Dez?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a look here. Dez Bryant. Ooh. See, this isn't pretty because this isn't where Dez needs to be. Dez is currently ranked 8th.
8th?
Yeah. And he needs to be ranked number 1. Okay? Number 1. Look at Antonio Gates as the number 2 tight end.
Who?
Antonio Gates.
Oh, man.
And I got him for free.
It's been such a bad year for tight ends.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I have 3 of the top 10 wide receivers in the league on my roster. 3 of the top 10 receivers.
Wow.
Yes. That is how deep I am at receiver. Oh, my gosh. My team is so good. I could just look at my team all day. It's like looking at a piece of heaven. Next matchup. Oh, no. We already went through all the matchups.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to win?
Against the mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy win.
I don't know.
Not a problem.
All right. Sure?
Yeah, he doesn't have Dan Carpenter, so.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
That's the only threat.
Dan Carpenter?
His team, yeah.
Okay. All right. It all makes sense now.
As long as he doesn't get a bunch of 30 points.
Look at this. I just saw a tweet from Blue Shack Podcast thanking Romo for coming back in and letting his team win. Blue Shack Podcast, big time into fantasy football. Big time Romo fan.
Is he in fantasy?
He's into fantasy now.
What?
Yeah, he is.
I thought he hated football.
He hates sports.
Yeah.
But because of this is what the TPS NFL does. It brings people together. It brings people to sports. We are saving lives. This, the TPS NFL update is kind of like that Extra Life thing. Basically.
So you're saying Romo's a hero?
No, I'm saying we're a hero.
We're a hero?
He's just like, accidental hero, right? Like people can mistake, like, oh, I like Romo. No, you like TPS NFL and that's why you like Romo, right? That's how it works. All right. I need to go to, power rankings, live power rankings. And McLean, you can help me with these. Okay. You can get like behind the scenes of how the power rankings are made. Like I've never let anyone in to see the kitchen, like how the cook makes the biscuits. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So, like I said, ESPN puts out a suggestion, all right? And I take their suggestion, put them into the algorithm, and it spits out a power ranking. So, let's go down here to number 12. Okay. So, some things they don't change. Like, they have Galabra at 12. Makes sense, right?
Obviously.
Right? They have Straight Trash at 11. That doesn't make sense, right?
That does not make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all because Martinez Lazy Kings are 11. So we put it in the algorithm. Boom. Now Martinez Lazy Kings are 11. See how that works?
That's science.
Science. All right. So Straight Trash is 10. But that doesn't still make sense, right? Because Chuck Norris is pathetic.
Who?
Chuck Norris.
Okay, you're
so
right. That doesn't
so
make
you
sense.
Just, you find where Chuck Norris is. Boom. Boom. Science. Okay. So now we're at 12 Galabra, 11 Lazy Kings, 10, hold on here though. Chuck Norris just got 36 points, right? Martinez Lazy Kings won, right? Boom! Yeah. Chuck Norris down another one! Makes sense, correct?
That does make sense.
Does make sense. Okay, so now we're up to 9. Straight trash, homie. That seems right. That feels right. And scientifically, that is right. Correct?
I like how that feels.
All right. Number 8, in Caldwell we trust. Okay, 4-3-1. He's done some things in this league. But let's see. Let's keep going here. TPS NFL bumps, number 7. All right, I'm okay with that. Number 6, Team Canada. Number 5, Team Twerk. Team Canada
Twerk's down to 5?
Yeah, Team Twerk is down to 5.
Whoa, it's a big drop.
That's why I say you have to do this scientifically. You don't want the system to cheat a team that deserves some respect, right? But Team Twerk did just lose, and so did Canada.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. And you did embarrass him.
And I did embarrass
pretty
him.
Bad.
And
he even admitted defeat.
Right. And he also said that my team looked amazing.
Yeah, so.
You're right. Twerk switches with Canada. Boom. Number 6, Twerk. Number 5, Canada. All right. Now, we're into the top 4. This is where it gets a little complicated. All right?
Okay.
Number 4, Tomaters. They had a big win, but they're still 4-4, right?
Yeah.
So, let's not do anything yet, right? We need more information. We need more information. Yeah.
Small sample size.
Yeah, small sample size. Okay, so number 3, they got the Rough Riders. That is absolutely not true. Let's just fix this right now.
Number 3?
Rough Riders moved to number 1, right?
I don't know about that.
They just beat a legit team.
Well, I don't know about that either.
They beat Team Twerk, which was 5-2 at the
Team Twerk.
Yeah, 5-2 at the time, right? That was true. They were 5-2 at the time.
They were 5-2.
And they beat Team Twerk, a legit team. So you have to bump them up. They can't go down. And they have to get bumped up. Team Beast Mode is a fraud, right?
Well, Team Beast Mode, they won, right?
Yeah, they won. So... Okay. Yeah, you're right. Team Beast Mode, number 2.
Okay.
That means that the Mexico Brownies would end up being number 3 by default. Does that feel right? Does that feel right to you?
I'm not a science major.
Yeah.
So this is all very confusing to me.
I figured as much. I've been doing this a very, very long time.
I don't think I should be allowed in the kitchen.
I can move and shake it all. I mean, it kind of just jumbles in my head and then it spits out. It's called the algorithm. The algorithm and how the power rankings are made. And so what happens here is I do this mathematical equation. I look it over. Then I review. And I start from the top this time. I don't go from the bottom. I start from the top. Rough Riders, obviously. That's a no-brainer. Beast Mode Brownies, that's kind of a coin flip. But Beast Mode is in my division. They beat me, number 2. It makes sense. Once you go through the machinations, it all makes sense. Brownies beaten by the Rough Riders, right? True? Yes?
That's true.
That's true. You bump them down to 3. Makes sense. Tomaters, big week, number 4. He's on his winning ways. Canada loses, and then everything all just kind of falls into place. And that is how we make power rankings. We click the preview button. We click the publish button. We confirm it. And then we email everyone and hope, fingers crossed, that we ruin their day. Oh, wow.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
That's why we do this every week.
Yep. That is absolutely why we do this every single week. Okay. So, quickly to the week 9. Oh, did we already do week 9? Who's playing this week?
I think we did.
Okay. You're right. We did. I didn't have that. Okay. So, real quick in the, B-Smith Spreadem group, eDiddy.999, Conseco's T-Balls has not been doing well. They've been kind of falling behind. I think only got 5 picks right this last week, which is quite upsetting, quite unexpected. Bowser continuing on his hot streak, up to 63 total points. T-Balls is still in second, 59, but he's leaving the door open for, E. Diddy Science with 58, Franchise 53, Born with 53, and Ron Bro with 51. Tomator didn't make any picks, probably taking himself out of contention. And we're basically, this is the halfway point of the NFL season, right? So this is where the men separate themselves from the boys. I was playing games before, but not anymore. Not anymore. These next 8 weeks are going to be the greatest 8 weeks of picks that ESPN has ever seen. And if they restarted the leaderboard, I would break it. That's how good these picks are going to be. Because I'm not just going to get the picks right, but I'm also going to get the tiebreakers right for every single game. I finally have all the information I need to make the picks that I was meant to make. Okay? And okay. It's too bad we don't have a sponsor this year, because this is all for nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So who really cares? Oh. All right, live looking at the World Series Game 7. San Francisco leads 3-2 and it's the middle of the fourth.
Is that good?
I don't know. Hopefully Franchise hasn't partied too much, because if Kansas City loses, it's not going to be pretty.
Needs to get somewhere safe.
Yeah, in case they riot.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
In Kansas City. Over a one run loss.
Oh, man.
Game 7.
That would be so bad. Oh, I forgot to email the league, the power rank. Okay, anything else before we wrap up?
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Oh, we talked about basketball, baseball, football. We didn't talk about any games, which is completely fine with me.
We didn't talk about Extra Life. I don't know if you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, Extra Life happened. Pantera was a 24-hour gaming session. He finally got Destiny, and he was hoping that everyone would watch his live stream, donate a ton of money, and it just didn't happen this year. And that's the fault of you people. You people listening. You people that follow the website, you people that click the link, you people that subscribe to the RSS feed. Pantera was going to play games for the kids for 24 hours. McLean, this is your fault.
My fault.
Well, because years past, you were there. You were the one. You were gaming 24 hours, even though you had nothing to do with Extra Life, right?
I was doing that.
Yeah. But you weren't there this time.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
I'm sorry.
I did my part. I played Destiny with him basically all day.
Oh, my God.
We literally played all day. I think I took a break to eat, but other than that.
I was there for like 20 minutes watching the stream.
Yeah.
And I had enough Destiny. I can't even imagine.
Oh, so we power leveled him. He basically got to level 20 in a day.
So he started the game.
Yeah.
He got to the beginning.
Yeah, he got through the prologue, the first 20 levels. But at some point at about, 4 o'clock his time in the AM, which he had been playing for maybe 12, 13 hours, he decided to quit. Not just on himself, but on the kids. The kids who need that money to help save their lives, because this is for children's hospitals. This is for the future of mankind. And he gave up on them. He said, yeah, enough is enough.
Pretty messed up.
It is pretty messed up, because he said, I'm doing this. I'm doing this for the kids. I'm doing this for the hospital. I'm going to game. I'm bringing awareness. I'm showing people that this is something worth knowing about, right? But if people can't watch you because you shut off your stream, because you're tired, because nobody's donating, because nobody's watching, because Franchise has to go to Kansas City, because Darcy got drunk and passed out. Those are a bunch of excuses, right?
Honestly, I probably would have been there if my internet worked, if I had my beast modem, but I didn't. So
you're a day late and a dollar short.
I could barely watch the stream.
Wow.
It was like a slideshow. The worst slideshow ever.
So like I said, I did my part. Bowser was there doing his part. I don't know who, we played with Butters a little bit until he got bored and decided to leave.
He gave up on the kids too?
He gave up on the kids too. Oh, and then it was even worse.
But he didn't commit to the kids.
No, he didn't commit to the kids. And the next day, when we were playing Destiny again, after Pantera had given up on the kids, we decided to play more on Sunday. And, Butters was dying laughing when he heard that Pantera quit. Like, dying. Or, no, it wasn't when he heard he quit. When he heard how much donations he got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was not good.
That's not good.
No, it was
not. It's not, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, Butter. Wow. That was not helpful.
That's not cool.
No, that was not cool. He was losing his shit over it. Literally. Like, it was funny at first, and then I was like, oh man, it's not that funny. But of course I didn't say anything.
Yeah, of course. You can't do that.
That's not my
place.
That's not my place.
No.
That's not my battle. I got my own problems. Alright, so that was Extra Life. That was exciting. Next year.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Next year. Maybe we should just do a TPS NFL Extra Life, right?
Like?
What we could do is, I don't know, there's a bunch of ways we can do it. Because we have listeners, McClane. We have reach.
What?
Right? We impact people. We get them when they hate sports to play fantasy. That's our fault. That's on us, okay? So I'm sure if we dedicated ourselves to the kids, that we could make something happen.
You're right.
So maybe next year, this is what we should do. We should pick a sports game because we're into sports, right? That's why we do this, right? We love sports. So we might as well pick a sports game and just play a whole season, like an online league.
Oh my god!
In 24 hours.
That sounds worse than Destiny.
It's a great idea. I mean, it's not fully fleshed out, of course. Like, what game do we play? A more arcade style? Like, maybe we should do an 82 game NBA Jam season. You pick your team. We use the standard NBA schedule. 82 games. Let's do it. I'm sure we could do that in 24 hours.
That's, I don't know. That's a bad idea.
That is a bad idea. All right.
If we were to do anything.
Yeah.
It would be, I think, the show.
MLB the show?
Yeah.
But MLB the show doesn't work.
It
has the best setup though for something like this.
Yeah.
Because you can put a short season that could probably take that long and at least you're not playing every minute, right? I don't know. Anyway, maybe we'll save the kids.
Why would anyone do that to themselves?
Yeah. All right, what else? Anything else before we go?
I'm with Pantera. Just quit.
New PlayStation firmware is out. Go download that or something.
They canceled, or not canceled, but SingStar didn't come out.
Oh, that was supposed to come out?
Yeah.
What's up, Sony? What's up with that?
Come on. Where's my you haven't heard the outrage?
No.
Outrage.
I'm
outraged.
Okay, but no. I am not outraged. I'm actually thankful. I should tweet them a hallelujah.
That was the big holiday release.
No, it wasn't Costume Quest 2. Costume Quest 2.
That's what about hashtag? Oh, hashtag kill all zombies.
Actually, I forgot to mention hashtag kill all zombies. A review hitting the PlayStationShow.com really, really soon. If you haven't bought that game, I know you've been thinking about it. I know you're one of those guys. You're like, what is this? What is hashtag kill all zombies? What it is one of the best PSN games ever to be released. If you liked Wizorb, and I know you did, okay? That PSP mini. I know you loved it. If you loved Break Quest, a classic block-breaking game, you are going to love hashtag kill all zombies. It is the must-have PSN game of this week. McClane, you've been playing it.
Oh, nonstop.
Nonstop. How good is it?
Hashtag winning.
That is the highest praise that you can give a game, in my opinion. So if you're listening to this and you have a couple bucks laying around, hit that PayPal link that I'm going to put up. But after you do that, buy yourself a PSN card and get yourself hashtag kill all zombies. And you can thank me later. You can send me an email. Thank you. You can tweet at me at TPSNFL. Send me a Google Hangout because you're welcome. You will not be disappointed. And Pantera's been playing it too. He loves it.
Is he streaming?
He said he was going to stream it at some point. I mean, he loves it. It is so good. All right, that's it. Enough of this.
Yeah.
Next week, here's some music.
We never see the playoffs in the flesh. We still hold on to the Super Bowl rings from the 90s. And we're not sure about Jason Garrett. We got a new stadium with a big ass TV. But every game is like back, false start, defense trying to kill them. Come back, fourth quarter, touchdown, Jason Witten, they don't care. It's all Tony's fault in their dream. But every game is like pass interference, they can't do a damn thing. There's from the sideline, Miles put a hamstring, they don't care. The media's got a love affair, and they just blame it on Romo.
Romo,
it's not in his blood. December's not for us. Mark Hockman calls a mug. You may say he's a loser.